So if we could grow our business through referrals, would we do that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so why don't we then?
Well, I can't get enough of my clients to refer.
Yeah, we don't get enough of them. We get some, but we don't get enough to grow our business rapidly. And if you think about it, it's not really hard to figure out why. Have you ever been asked for a referral after you bought a car or had your house resided or re-roofed?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, and it takes a great buying experience and turns it into what?
Just something really uncomfortable and kind of awkward.
Yeah, uncomfortable and awkward. And so we instinctually know that if we ask for referrals, how's the client going to feel?
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. Do we want that to happen?
No.
So we don't even bother asking for referrals. But I did figure out a way to ask for referrals. You want that works wonderfully because it does not make the client feel awkward or uncomfortable. In fact, it makes them eager to refer. You want to hear that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. So you understand the seven non-financial things we go through to help clients?
Yep.
Yeah. So we're going to use those seven things to create a referral. And here's how we do it. So Jeff, these seven non-financial things we went through, important or not important?
No, they're important.
They're important. And maybe not now, but boy, oh boy, if we didn't have those things done, could there be situations where they become really important, those seven things?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and we're taking care of them, what, about a half hour? And did it cost you anything to take care of these things?
No.
No, so they're free, half an hour to take care of them. And that helps us avoid that in the future. If we hadn't done these things and some of these situations came up, how much time, how much hassle, how much money would it cost us to fix them if we hadn't done these things up front?
It would have taken a lot.
A lot. So by doing these, spending a half an hour at no cost, it helps us avoid what in the future?
Oh, a big hassle and a lot of time.
A big hassle, a long time, and lots of money. So a reason I bring that up is we're going to take care of them for you, but I'm wondering, is there anybody in your family or friends that look up to you, come to you for guidance, that run things by you, respect your opinion?
Yeah, I have people like that.
Yeah, and I bring this up because if you'd like, well, let's take a step back. If they respect you that way, and they end up in one of these situations where they haven't done these things, and they end up in a big mess, guess whose door they're going to knock on for guidance and help?
Yeah, they're going to knock on my door.
On yours. Do you want for their mess to land in your lap?
No.
No. So what I do for my clients is I always offer them, is there anybody that you'd like me to spend a half an hour with them? No cost. I'll get these seven non-financial things taken care of, and then their mess will never become whose mess?
Won't become mine.
Yeah. So do you know anybody that I could do that for?
Yeah, I know some people.
Okay, so out of role play here, did you help me, the advisor, did you help your friend, or did you help, really, you helped who?
Well, I helped myself.
So do you feel uncomfortable, and do you feel awkward, or are you thinking, I got to get Mike to do this because I don't want my mom's mess or my sister's mess to become my problem?
Yeah, I want to do it for so that their mess doesn't become my problem.
Yeah, so now we've gotten it from, hey, can you help me? Hey, do you want to help your sister? To, do you want to help yourself?
Right.
So why does this referral work?
Well, because they have an incentive to do it so that the mess doesn't end up in their lap.
Right. And all the other referral scripts are always out there about, hey, here's how you can help me as your advisor, or hey, I'm such a great advisor and I do such a great job, you'd be helping your friend or your relative by referring me. And that, again, works or does not work?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Does not work. So here, though, when you're making the referral, am I saying make the referral because I'm getting a great rate of return, because I've got great investments, because I'm a great financial advisor and crunching the numbers and finding you great products? Does that have anything to do with your money?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with that.
Yes. So why are you comfortable making the referral? Because you know I am going to go in there and try to sell somebody something, or I'm just going to go in there for half an hour at no cost and fix these things?
Oh, you're just going to go in there for half an hour and fix those things.
So do you feel safer making the referral?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, again, in the end, if I do all those non-financial things for the referral, guess essentially what ends up happening at that point? The client will say, what else do you what?
What else do you do?
Yes. And is that a great start to a conversation or not?
Oh, no, that's a really good start.
Yeah. So we average one referral per client with this. Now, they don't come one referral per client. It comes like this. Two referrals, nobody, no referral, no referral, no referral. Three referrals, no referral, no referral. One referral, no referral, no referral. Three referrals. And it's happening because, Jeff, are all of your clients centers of influence?
Not all of them, no.
No, not all of them. That's why you get no referrals thrown in there. But when they are a center of influence, are they usually a center of influence for one person or more than one?
No, usually several.
Yeah, so that's why we average one per, but it comes in clumps. So this referral script works. Why? They're asking them to help me, the advisor, and their friend, or who are we asking them to help?
Themselves.
And are we saying that we're going to help them because we're great investment advisors, we're going to make them a lot of money, and we're going to sell them products, or are we doing it with non-financial things that are going to be free and we're in and out in a half hour?
Non-financial things that are free.
So do you see why this works?
Yeah, I do.
Awesome.